indeed. Because I had been with giants for so long, I had forgotten that my countrymen were as small as me. The only thing the sailors could do was to cut a hole in the top of my box and help me to climb out. I was exhausted and unable to walk far. They took me to their captain. "Welcome to my ship," he said kindly. "You're lucky we found you. My men saw that huge box on the water, and we decided to pull it along behind the ship. Then we realized there was a man inside. Why were you locked up in there? Was it a punishment for some terrible crime? But tell me all about it later. Now you need to sleep, and then eat." When I told him my story a few hours later, he found it difficult to believe. But after a while, he began to accept that what I told him must be true. "But why do you shout so loudly?" he asked. "We can hear you perfectly well if you speak normally." "You see," I explained, "for 2 years I've had to shout to make myself understood by the giants. I was like a man in the street who was trying to talk to another man at the top of a very tall building. And another thing, your sailors all seem very small to me, because I've been used to looking up at people 20 meters tall." He shook his head. "Well, what a story. I think you should write a book about it when you get home." I stayed on the ship for several months as we sailed slowly home to England. Finally, we arrived in Bristol on June 3, 1706. When I reached home, my wife made me promise never to go to sea again, and I thought my adventures had come to an end.